God bless you. It's really lovely to see you all this morning. Thank you for getting up nice and early. And welcome to Sittingbourne Baptist Church if you've not been before. I won't make anybody sort of stand up and, you know, make themselves known, but I hope you enjoy the service today. My name is Kuda. I'm one of the deacons and worship leading today. Nathan is going to come later on and be talking to us about, can we give Jesus a drink? So, yeah, can you give Jesus a drink? Something to be thinking about. So most of the songs have water within them or have a theme of water. It's only two that I couldn't really, that I wanted to sing today. But I hope you enjoy all the services, all the things that the service holds and all the elements of it. Before we go any further, let us say a word of prayer. Heavenly Lord, we thank you for this time that we have to gather together as your children in your house to worship and exalt your holy name, to take some time to just appreciate what you have done for us up to this time in our lives and what we look forward to you doing in the days to come. We thank you that you are God Almighty, that there is nothing that is a surprise or difficult for you to do. I love the word that says that what is impossible, God cannot do. That means that anything is possible with God. There is absolutely nothing you cannot do. And we are here to appreciate you and recognize your sovereignty, to declare that indeed there is no other God but you. As we worship here together today, Lord, we pray that your name will be glorified. And in everything that we do, that we may raise up a praise from our mouths and our hearts to magnify the name of Jesus Christ on this place. And when we leave from here, Almighty God, we pray that your spirit will go with us, that you will help us to do the things that are hard for us to do, and that with joy we will walk out and we'll touch other people and make a difference in their lives too. And all this we look forward to in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. 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 Right, so I'm going to do the notices and the birthday box really early on, so I hope that children that have birthdays are not late coming into service today. So the notices are generally that we have got in Sunday school, we do need assistance. We do need people to help us. So if you are a parent here and you are, I just want to challenge you that please come and talk to me about helping out in Sunday school, because it only works if we all work together, and that will make it a lot easier for the whole body of Christ and for all the work that we do with the children. You will have to have your DBS check done before you come and work with the children, because we do need to take safety precautions in the world that we live in these days. So please come and see me after the service during tea and coffee. I'll write your name down, take your number, and get in touch. I also like to thank the people that have been very kind in putting financial aid for the children. We have had three places paid up for our camping trip, which is going to be in August for teenagers, and that's going to be running from the 3rd of August until the 7th. It's going to be a camping trip, and I can see that Ricky is in the house. I'm going to make you stand up, though, Ricky. Welcome, Ricky. You can stand up. Ricky is our new youth worker, so welcome here. And I don't know if he's put it into his head yet, but he is coming camping with us. So that might be a nice surprise for you, Ricky. But yeah, we'll be going camping with Ricky and teenagers. We've already had 10 names put down of children that are interested. So we're getting the money together. We've got the kids. We've got the camping. The Limitless is a Christian camping site where up to 6,000 kids gather together to glorify the Lord. They give up their time and their energy and their comfort. I've been there. It's a lot of comfort you're giving up. But to the glory of the Lord, if you do feel led to give into that and to sponsor a child to go or to pay part of the money, we really appreciate all the help. We're also going to be doing some fundraising activities towards that. So we'll be wanting your pennies later on in the year as well. So thank you in advance for that. I'd just like to remind you all that if you enjoy today's service, there's another one at 6 p.m. today, and it'll be a praise and worship service. So a lot more singing and glorifying God, a lot more songs that you might have forgotten about or new ones that you might need to learn. So do come to that if you can. Right, all important question then. Are there any children with a birthday around this date? Any in the date in the week that's gone by or the week after? Right, I see Josh's hand is up. Josh, happy birthday to you. Do you want to come up? Oh, there's another one coming down. Rebecca is coming down. It must be a birthday roundabout. That's great. Oh, and we've got another one coming up. Hello, come on over. That's Emmanuel's son, and I can't remember his name. Oh, it's coming up, right. Okay, hi. Right, come on over here. Let everybody see you. How old are you? Everybody can count, yep. Four, wow. What's your name again? What's your name? Cordu. Yeah? Cordu is at four. When was your birthday? When was it? It was yesterday. Oh, that's really good. Yeah, I was four. I was four once. And Rebecca, how old are you? 13. Wow, that's really great. Yes, 13. Oh, is that a good year? Yeah, I'm sure yours will be better. Yours will be a lot better. Okay, Cordu, do you want to go and choose a present from the church? Rebecca, do you want? There's some nice water bottles in there. Oh. Yeah, you want that one. Okay, Pop and Hop. You're going to do that with your sister? Yeah, excellent. Right, okay, stand over here and we're going to sing Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless. You're going to jump down. Jump down. Good boy. Excellent. Ah, got one. That's wonderful. Really, really amazing. We do have amazing kids, and they always bring a smile to my face. Whenever I think of the kids and the joys and the things that we're doing as a church to help and support them, I really, really feel invigorated and encouraged. So thank you all parents who give your children over to us during Sunday school. And we're going to have Esther's going to come up as one of our young teenagers. She's going to come up and read today's Bible verse. Now, Nathan has laid her quite a challenge, because she's got 12 verses to go through. So starting from John chapter 4.
The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples, when the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews did not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in a spring of water welling up to eternal life."
Thank you, Esther. That's great. Okay. So that is going to be the focus when Nathan comes up. He's going to be speaking on that. But before that, let us stand together and praise the Lord. We're going to sing two songs. The first one is "Bless the Lord, O My Soul." It's the one with 10,000 reasons, a little bit of clapping in the middle there. And "All I Once Held Dear." If you're able to, please stand and join us. I need to get a Bible.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. to possess by faith what I could not earn, or surpassing gift of righteousness. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord. Oh, to know the power of your risen life, and to love you in your sufferings, to become like you in your death, my Lord, so with you to live and ever die. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord.
Please take your seats. So Nathan is going to come up and talk about drinking water. So I thought I'd talk about swimming. The next song that we are going to sing to praise the Lord is called Oceans, or Where My Feet May Fail. Can I have the words up on the screen, please? I would like us to think about these words when we sing it in conjunction with something that Nathan has been encouraging us to think about as something running through for a vision for the church and a vision for the year. So this is found in Romans chapter 15 and it's verse 13. And the Bible says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Now, the Holy Spirit can be a little bit controversial, especially in the Baptist church, because, you know, it's difficult to really think and feel and sort of understand about the Holy Spirit. But in relation to the song we're going to be singing next, I just want you to think about how much of the Holy Spirit you are going to receive today when we share the bread and the blood that represents Jesus' body and blood. So some people will come with a teaspoon and they'll only want a little bit. They'll only want a little bit. Some of us are going to go swimming. Some of us are going to go into oceans deep. And that's absolutely fine. Because everything depends on the level of God you have in you, the level of God you want, and how much you are willing to commit to God himself. If you come with a teaspoon and you take that much of the Holy Spirit, that's okay. That's okay. Because we are all at different levels of our faith and our walk understanding of God. If you want to go swimming with me today, that's available as well. You can see the differences between taking a little and being full. Or you're going the whole meal and being satisfied. That is entirely up to you, and that is between you and God. But this song says, you call me out. God calls us into waters. And it reminds me of that time when he called Peter into the deep. And he said, come out into the deep. And that's what God is saying. Whether you're a teaspoon person or you're an oceans person, whether you're just putting your feet in a little bit or whether you're diving straight in, wherever you are, the waters are available to you. And when you take your bread and your wine today, I want you to think, how much of God are you receiving? Because he is available for you today. If you take a teaspoon or you dive right in, That's okay. It is a great unknown. Tomorrow is unknown. 2024 is unknown. But he says, my feet will fail. This person is ready to go all in. You know, when you get into the water, and I know Vi is a swimmer like myself, and when you get in, you start off and you can walk. There's no problem. The water is not even a challenge because you're walking and your feet are supporting you. And then you go into deeper water and you will come to a stage, unless if you're 6'8", you'll come to a stage where your feet cannot support you. And that's where my feet will fail. And when your feet fail, if you are in the water and you're a swimmer like me, you don't fear, you don't worry, you don't struggle, because you know the water is going to support you. And that's the Holy Spirit today. I want you to think of it in relation to the Holy Spirit. He wants you to come out deeper. He wants you to take in more of God in you and show more of God out there to the people around you. Are you going to go deeper? Are you going to go where your feet will fail, where you are not supporting yourself anymore? You're not thinking or worrying about tomorrow, but you are letting the Holy Spirit support you. And then, you know, if you are in really deep water and you're in the oceans, you're going to get some waves and the water will take you where the water will. Will you let the Holy Spirit take you in 2024 where he will? And the Bible assures us that it is not a horrible place, that you will have hope in the power of the Holy Spirit. So whether you're taking a little today or a lot, that's okay. That is the mystery in the next line. And there I find you in the mystery, in the unknown. I don't know what's going on. Monday is coming. I don't know what it's going to hold. I'm doing my first night shift today at Margate train station, and I don't know what that's going to hold. I don't know how deep we're going to go, but my faith will stand. My feet are not touching the ground anymore. I'm not supporting myself anymore. I don't know what's going to happen anymore, but my faith will stand. Can we go to the next part, please? And then it says, Spirit, lead me to where my faith is without borders. Oh, I love that. It's the next one after that, please, JJ. So borders restrict a little bit. We know we need it. We know we need borders. We need demarcation lines. We need to know where something starts and where something ends. JJ, go on to the next one, please. But here it says, I will call upon your name and I'll keep my eyes above the waves when oceans rise. My soul, next one, please, JJ. It's the bridge, and the bridge goes, Spirit, lead me where my trust is unlimited. Unlimited, without borders, without restrictions. I will walk upon the waters. Oh, this is getting deep now. This is beyond you being supported by the waters. Now you have conquered all the waves and you are upon the waters. Only person I know who walked the water was Jesus. We're being a little bit more like Jesus here. Wherever you will call me. God calls us to some funky places sometimes if you're not careful. If you listen carefully to the Holy Spirit, he'll take you places you've never been before. And he will ask you to do things you've never been asked to do before. And he will give you power like you've never had before to be able to do those things. So when we're singing this song as a preparation before we have communion, I just want you to be thinking about that. How much of the Holy Spirit are you going to allow in? And I know I don't have a lot of time to talk today, so I'm just going to leave it there. And may God bless you. Please stay seated. I want you to feel the spirit of the song. I want you to feel the joy of it. And I want you to concentrate on the words of the song. And we're going to sing it now. Thank you.
In the mystery.
grace abounds in deepest waters, His sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet my failing fear surrounds me, You've never
us, O Lord God, to fully dedicate ourselves into your hands, that we can indeed be truly yours, that we can rest in your embrace, surrounded by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we just glorify you right now, we just honor you, and we declare ourselves your children in this place, Lord. Be exalted and magnified, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As the deacons come and join me as we prepare to celebrate communion together as one body, one family of God. Musician and songwriter Andre Crouch, who was promoted to glory a few years ago, he penned a song, a very simple chorus, just a chorus, no verse, no vamp, no bridge, just the chorus. And it simply says, always remember Jesus. Always remember Jesus. And then it goes on to say, always keep him on your mind. That's the whole song. Always remember Jesus and always keep him on your mind. And whenever we come together and we remember the Lord's sacrifice for us, this is a wonderful visual reminder of God's love for each and every one of us. And one of the many reasons why Jesus would institute this sacred meal is because I believe he knew that as humans we have a tendency to forget. It's quite embarrassing when you forget an important date or an event. Oh, if you forget your spouse's birthday or an important milestone, it can be quite embarrassing. But here we have a wonderful reminder that points to Jesus, his death and his suffering. So as we partake together this morning, let us remember Jesus. Let us remember his sacrifice. And let us remember his love for us. I'm going to ask one of our deacons. Lisa's going to come and pray God's blessing.
Shall we pray? Dear God, thank you for all that you have done and continue to do for us. Thank you that you sent your son, Jesus, into the world to pay the price for our sins through his sacrifice on the cross. Thank you for the symbols of the bread and wine we have been given to remind us of this and the freedom we have to celebrate Jesus' life, death, and resurrection in this way. Thank you, God, for your grace. Amen.
The Bible instructs us that as we continue to remember the Lord Jesus and his suffering and his death, that we should do so with reverence. And to that end, it's important that as we observe the Lord's suffering and his death, that we do so understanding all that it took for Jesus to go to Calvary on our behalf. And to that end, I would encourage each of us, if you're not at that place where you have embraced the full picture of God's love for yourself, then please allow this meal to pass you by until you come to that full knowledge of Jesus Christ for yourself. Amen. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Corinth, he records these words in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I have received of the Lord that which I also now deliver unto you. The same night that our Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, gathered around the table with his friends, he said to his disciples, take and eat, for this is my body, which is broken for each of you. This do ye in remembrance of me. Amen. As you are now served with what represents the broken body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, please do eat as you receive it and be thankful in your hearts. Amen. In like manner, he then took the cup and he said these words, this cup is the new covenant that will now be in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink of it. Do it in remembrance of me. For as oft as we eat from the bread and we drink from this cup, we do show forth and we proclaim the Lord's death until that great promise that one day he will come again. Amen. As you are now served with what represents the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, please do retain your cup until we've all been served, and then we'll drink together as a sign of our unity through Jesus' blood. Amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe.
The Apostle Paul would go on to say that it's in him that we live, in him that we move, and in him that we have our very being. This is the air that we breathe. Let us drink together now the blood of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the cross. We thank you for sending your Son to die in our place. We thank you that through Jesus Christ, through his death, through his burial, and through his resurrection, that each and every one of us have the wonderful joy of knowing that our sins have been forgiven, of knowing that we have a great plan for our lives, and knowing that the future is a bright one because Jesus has paid it all, and all to him we owe. Allow us to continue to live for you and to share your love and your light with everyone that we meet. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I hope you have been filled with everything you need for the week, the months, and the years to come. That God is real to you and Jesus' love feels real to you. We're just going to pray for the children now and release them. I just want to remind everyone with children in the younger years that anybody in year 7, they go to a group called Ignite, and it's upstairs, but they need to be collected at the end of the service. I know sometimes the Sunday school teachers haven't quite finished and you have to wrestle your children off of them, but they will be ready for you to collect. If any children are under in year 7, in year 6 or below, they'll be upstairs and you'll need to collect them after the service. Thank you. So let's just pray for the children. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit continues to flow in this service and for the children and their teachers as they go out. Now we pray that you be the word, you be the one to teach them. Fill in any gaps that they need, O Lord God, and give them amazing knowledge so that they will make a choice for Jesus Christ when they are ready. We pray, mighty God, that you would put in them the wisdom and the knowledge they need to live out their Christian lives amongst their peers. And you would empower them, O Lord, to be strong Christians for the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray now. Amen. Okay, children, you and your leaders can go off. And Flavi, I'll get that printing to you. I will do it, don't worry. It's all good. We have a lot of children that go out. If we just let your children be herded out and shepherded out, they will follow others. And they will all be shown roughly where to go, so they'll be fine. Well done, Toby. I see you grabbing some children that are new to the church today, so that will be nice. Excellent. Right, we're just going to have a time of prayers for our own needs. A bit more serious prayers now that we've got rid of the children, but... And I just want to point out that the communion cups that you have, please don't worry about those. They'll be collected after the service. If you're sitting, if you have a chair in front of you, there's usually a little hole that you can put the cup in quite securely until later on. But please don't worry about those. Let us come to a time of prayer. Mighty God, we're so glad that you were here before we were and that you know all of our needs. But there are some special issues that Lord would like to bring before you and as a family pray to you. So to the cross today, mighty God, we just bring all the wars in the world and all the femishes and skemishes and things that are not right, things that are not settled, governments that are being brought down. There have been quite a lot of elections over the last month. And we just want to place all that into your hands, oh God, that the leaders that are in power will be leaders that honor you. We pray, oh God, that these leaders will be ones that will show forth your mighty truthfulness and honesty, that they would care for the people in this world, the people that they are leaders over. And we just pray, mighty God, that you would send your spirit to be in their heart. And Lord, we just bring it back down to our country. And we pray for the king who rules over this country, who is sovereign over this country, that Lord God, you would give him amazing health, that you would bring a miracle over this cancer diagnosis, that Lord God, you would give him strength from within. We pray for his family, O Lord. There is so much disruption in this family, but Father, we ask that you knit them together by your hand and you remind them that it is your love that flows through every family and that love never fails. That love never boasts. It never asks for anything back. We pray, oh Lord God, that you would just clean up this family and let your love flow through them. And in the same way, Lord, we ask for strength for ourselves when we are ill. Whatever ailment we might have or the people around us might have, we pray that we would lean on you, oh God, who is the ultimate healer. There is nothing that is impossible for you to do. So whatever diagnosis we might hold, whatever ailments our bodies might feel, we pray that you would strengthen us, oh God, and help us. Let us remember that the blood of Jesus that flowed to heal every disease. It flowed to fill up any gaps in our bodies where there might be weaknesses. And it washes as white as snow. Pray for our own relationships within our families. That, Lord, you would knit us together. And you would bind us together with your love. We pray for the government in this country, Scotland and Northern Ireland, Wales, Lord God. We pray for the United Kingdom, that indeed it will be a kingdom that is united. Help us to be united in all ways, to work together and not have the North and South divide, but that this country would work well together, Lord, so we can go back to that time of sending missionaries out to other places and not needing missionaries to come in to minister to this country. Father, we pray for unity in this church. We pray for hearts and minds that are focused on your work, focused on what you want us to achieve, O God, and not individual and selfish desires. We pray that we will be united by the Holy Spirit working through each and every one of us. And at the end of it all, that the name of Jesus Christ may be lifted up on high. We pray, O God, for our own individual needs. We are not perfect, but we know you love us still. So we bring all of our individual weaknesses before you now, and we leave them at the cross. At that cross where Jesus chose to shed his blood for me and for each and every one of us. the cross that reminds us that if we were the only person on earth, Jesus would still have come. And we thank you that you call us by name to an individual and personal relationship with you. And I pray, oh God, that we would say yes. Yes to your love. Yes to your peace. Yes to your joy. Yes to your resources. Yes to your healing. Yes to the work you want us to do. So Lord, we pray for strength. We pray for boldness. We pray for wisdom that comes from your hand, Lord, to know what to do and when to do it. We pray for whatever we need in the jobs and the days and the school, whatever occupies our day, we pray for that, so that you would be all in our lives, that you would indeed be the breath that we breathe. You are essential to our lives, Lord. Help us to live like it. All of this we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Before Nathan comes to share with us about can you give a drink to Jesus, we're just going to sing one more song that really reminds us about how important the Word of God is, how sacred it is, and how heavy, how powerful, how amazing it is. We're going to sing the song called Ancient Words. Please remain seated. If you choose to stand, that's fine. But you can remain seated because it's quite a solemn song.
Hear them cry through the years.
Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you that you have given us your word, your perfect plan, and your will for our lives. And we pray now as we come, Lord, for just the short time to hear from your word. We pray that you would just open our eyes to behold wonderful things from your word. Would you speak to each and every one of us here this morning, that when we leave this place, we will know, leaving more, knowing more about you, so that we can apply your word to our hearts and to our lives. Would you receive the glory now, and would you use me for your service? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Kuda. Thank you, worship team, for leading us this morning in worship. And good morning to each and every one of you again. It's good to see you. And I know some of you are looking at the time, and you're getting a bit worried. But please bear with me. We're going to get you out in good time. But just for a brief moment, I want to share what the Lord has laid on my heart. And I don't have to read the passage because we've already had it read. So that's wonderful. But I just want to look again at verse 7, which we're going to hang our hats on this morning. Verse 7 of John chapter 4. Verse 7 of John chapter 4. And the question that you'll see there in John chapter 4, verse 7, Jesus says to the Samaritan woman who came to draw water, Jesus says, "Will you give me a drink? Will you give me a drink?" That was the specific question that Jesus had directed to the Samaritan woman. But I'm asking the question this morning for all of us: can we offer Jesus a drink? Is there anything that we could offer to God? Friends, from a young age, all of us are taught the value and the importance of good preparation. And from a variety of different avenues in this life, we are prone to make adequate preparation to achieve the things that we desire in this life. Whether it's preparing to pass an exam at school, or simply studying the highway code to pass a theory driving test, or racking up the hours for that practical driving test. Nothing can beat some good, old, and solid preparation. Preparation, church, is simply the action or process of pruning ourselves for a particular use or for a course of action. For example, for us, if we desire to become a qualified doctor in this country, depending on the route that you will take, it's possible that one may have to undertake up to 10 years and sometimes even longer to qualify as a doctor. You have to go from medical school to foundation training and then to speciality training. Well, if that be the case, that preparation is essential to become a doctor, that preparation is important to drive, to pass a driving test, then the reality, friends, for all of us, that we too have to make preparation in our everyday lives. You see, for the doctor, you don't just wake up the next morning and say, "Well, I want to be a doctor today, and I'm just going to go out and perform my first medical procedure." It just doesn't work like that. There must be preparation, that there must be a process, there must be a planned course of action. As my former college teacher would always say, and it's become so etched in my memory, that failing to prepare is preparing to fail. However, church, although preparation is important, although preparation is key and essential for various avenues in this life, yes, it's good for us to be prepared. However, the scene of our text this morning and the situation before us, right here in John chapter 4, It lets us know that life can bring about encounters and what I'd like to call God encounters and God moments that are not the result of adequate preparation. Not the result of 10 years of training and intense study. But we serve a God, church, who has the proven track record and ability to cause inspiration, transformation, even when you least expect it. I mean, if we were being transparent this morning, then I'm sure some of us won't mind sharing that the very fact that we are here this morning in church, worshiping God, the very fact that we are following Jesus and seeking to do his will is the result of an unexpected encounter. It was not the plan. It was not the plan course of action. We weren't even looking for Jesus. But one day he opened our hearts and our minds to the glorious light of the good news of Jesus Christ. And that encounter, it changed the course of our lives from that day forward. Just like Peter. One day we were out minding our own business, doing the things that we love doing. And then one day we encountered the Lord Jesus, who beckoned us to come and follow him. Jesus said to Peter, "Stop fishing, because now I'm going to make you a fisher of men." And church, such was the case for the Samaritan woman. Right here in John chapter 4, this woman's sole intention, her sole plan, was simply to come to Jacob's well and to draw water. Her sole intention, friends, was to find hydration for her body. But although she came with the sole purpose to find hydration, she would end up leaving the well with spiritual hydration for her soul. There was no plan in place to meet anyone of significance. After all, she decides to stop by the well at a very unusual time of the day. She comes, the Bible says, at the noon hour, which is an indication that she perhaps was concerned about her own reputation. Because later on, you'll read in John chapter 4 that she was struggling in the area of her relationships. She was married 5 times, and the man that she was now living with was not her husband. And could it be that she came at the noon hour, at the most warmest time of the day, to avoid coming into contact with those that would normally come in the morning or in the evening? But she decides to come at noon, at a very uncomfortable time of the day, in the heat of the afternoon, with the sole intention to draw water. And then, to make matters worse, she ends up bumping into a Jewish man sitting by the well. Now, those of you who know the history concerning the Samaritans and the Jews, then you'll know that there was a long, bitter feud between the two people. They did not see eye to eye. They did not get along. In fact, such was the intensity of their division that if a Jew desired to travel, and the shortest route of travel would mean going through Samaria, some of the Jews would rather go the longer route just to avoid having to mix and to encounter the Samaritans. But yet still, this Samaritan woman would encounter a Jewish man who not only was at the well, but wanted to have a conversation with her. It was not the custom of the day. It was socially intolerable. She was considered by many to be ceremonially unclean. But yet still, Jesus dismantles the social etiquette. He puts aside this long-standing feud to communicate with a Samaritan woman. What an unlikely encounter. What an unlikely set of events. There's no way that this woman could have ever dreamed that she would be talking to a Jewish man at Jacob's well. But little did she know that this was not just any Jewish man, but this was in fact God in flesh. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was having a conversation with a Samaritan woman. And friends, there may be someone here today, or even in our community, who, like the Samaritan woman, are wondering, how can a perfect God, how can a supreme almighty God be interested to have a conversation with me? Why would God want anything to do with someone like me? My life is too messy. I don't have any religious training or preparation. My reputation is not the best. Well, I'm here to encourage you this morning that Jesus, despite all of that, despite all that you may bring to the table, all of the baggage, Jesus wants to have a conversation with you. As the children, I love the song that they sing. Many times they sing it here. It goes on to say, and you, and you, and you, and you. God loves you. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are from. Even if you don't fit into the cultural boxes that our society wants to put us in this day, Jesus wants to stop at your well. So I want to encourage you this morning, don't write yourself off. God loves you so much that he desires for you to encounter him this morning. He will tear down the barriers. He will break down the walls because he loves you. And I believe that this is a great point of teaching for the church. Because the church of the Lord Jesus today must be willing, like Jesus, to reach beyond those social barriers in our society today. The church should never be a place where we write people off as irredeemable. We don't have that right. But our job is to preach and to teach that whoever you are, the grace of God is available for you. Whatever you have done in this life, whatever the circumstance, there is room at the cross for you. As we sung last week, it's the overwhelming, it's the never-ending, it's the reckless love of God. It chases me down. It fights till I'm found. It leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. And then it goes on to say, there's no shadow you won't light up, no mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. Here it is. It goes on to say, there's no wall that you won't kick down, no lie that you won't tear down, coming after me. The church should always be a place where the message is, come to Jesus. Come as you are to worship. Bring your tears. Bring your wounded hearts. Bring your pain. Bring your confusion. Bring your frustration. In fact, you can bring it because God specializes in mending the broken pieces of our hearts. come to Jesus, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens. And he promises to give us rest. Hallelujah. So my challenge to you this morning is, despite such an unlikely set of events, at the noon hour in Samaria, a woman, a Samaritan woman, she encounters the Lord Jesus, which teaches us that some of the most impactful moments in our lives, some of those most transformative and inspirational moments in our lives, they can often come about not because of years of preparation, but just like that, when we least expect it, the Holy Spirit can draw us into his presence and into a deeper revelation of who he is. So let us be open. Let us be open, on the lookout for the Lord Jesus at work in our day. But not only, as we draw to a close, do we see the situation of an unlikely encounter, but we also see that they were singing from different hymn sheets. Can we say that together? They were singing from different hymn sheets. I remember some years ago, one of the young ladies in our church, when I was the youth leader, it was the Christmas service, and I'd asked her for the first intro song to play. I can't even remember what the song was, but to play a particular song. And I believe that she got the message and we were on the same page. But as we came into the service and she began to play on the keyboard the song, it was a completely different song that we had originally intended. And it was one that we didn't know as a congregation. And bless her, she played and she sung the whole song by herself. And we were all standing as a church and we had no idea what the song was. We were singing from different hymn sheets. And in like manner, church, Jesus poses the question to her, will you give me a drink? Will you give me a drink? But the question was a loaded one. Jesus was not really interested in the water flowing from Jacob's well, although I'm sure he would have quite enjoyed a nice cool drink in the noonday hour. But most of all, Jesus wanted to get to the heart of the matter. The item on his agenda was not water from the well, but Jesus wanted to dig a little deeper. Jesus was more interested not in water to give her hydration, but he wanted to save her soul. He knew that she needed something more meaningful than just natural water. But initially, church, we see that they weren't on the same page. Look what she says in verse 9. She says, you are a Jew and I am a Samaritan. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. But then she still doesn't get it. She goes on to say, sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and this well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Then she goes on to talk about Jacob. I mean, how did we get to Jacob? She says, are you greater than our father Jacob? They were singing from two different hymn sheets. Have you ever had a conversation with someone before? And they're talking away, and you have no idea what they're actually talking about. And they're so invested and interested in engaging with you and sharing what's going on. But on the receiving end, it's almost like all you can see is algebra signs in your head. It's like the story of a woman who was trying to get ketchup out of the jar. And during her struggle, the phone rang. And as she was busy trying to get the ketchup out of the jar, she asked her 4-year-old daughter to go and answer the phone. So 4-year-old Amanda, she hurried to answer the phone. And of course, as kids, they can view the world much differently in their own minds. So the 4-year-old answered the phone and she said, "Hello, this is Amanda. Mummy can't come to the phone right now. She's hitting the bottle." Now, to 4-year-old Amanda, hitting the bottle means exactly what it means. Mummy's trying to get tomato ketchup out of the bottle. But for the person on the phone, hitting the bottle can have a variety of different meanings. They were on different wavelengths. And such is the case even in our lives. There are times when we're on a different frequency to God. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And sometimes we can get so bogged down in our own way, in our own understanding. And Jesus is trying to speak to us. But it's as if we're on FM and he's on AM, a different frequency. Jesus wanted to offer her life-changing water. But the resolution and the celebration in closing teaches us that although they were singing from different hymn sheets, although the Samaritan woman couldn't understand why this Jew was wanting to have a conversation with her, but finally, she was able to understand that she was having a conversation with the one and only true Messiah. The resolution and the celebration teaches us, church, and I like to put it this way, that other brands are not available. Can we say that together? Other brands, yes. Now, whenever we go to our local supermarkets and you're looking for bottled water, we know that there is a variety of different brands. You can see some of those on the screen. Whether it's Evian or Buxton or Smart Water, you name it. Various different brands of water. And although Jesus can never be relegated to a brand, I believe this is a good example for us this morning. Because the world is offering us various brands, various kinds of water to satisfy the thirst in our hearts. The world is offering many different vices to feed that yearning, to feed that longing. And oftentimes we take up that offer and we open our hearts to various different brands. But Jesus goes on to tell the Samaritan woman, he says, "Salvation is from the Jews. And a time is coming, and now is, when the worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth." And the woman's response was, "I know that the Messiah called Christ is coming. And when he comes, he's going to explain everything to us." And then Jesus declared, "I am he. I, the one speaking to you, I am he." And in closing, I want to leave that with you this morning. Jesus is the only way. There is no other variation of the divine. It's not Jesus and something else. It is not a commingling of different faiths and we're all going to end up in the same place. But it's Jesus and him alone. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And for the Samaritan woman, she came to the understanding at Jacob's well that there was no other brands available. She came to get natural water from the well, but she would leave her water pots at the well and run into the town telling the people in Samaria, come and see the one. Come and see the way, the truth, and the life. Come and see the true Messiah. He is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. So friends, as we draw this service to a close, today, just like the woman of Samaria, Jesus wants to give us living water for our souls. And if you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, then be encouraged this morning that Jesus wants to satisfy that thirst. Jesus wants to give you a drink this morning, but it's a drink that you won't find in Sainsbury's or Tesco's, but it's a drink that only He can give you. But then secondly and finally, also for the church, for the Christian, for the believer this morning, Jesus also wants to stop by your well today. And could it be that your own spiritual well has become clogged, has become muddy, has become weighed down by the challenges of this life? Then allow Jesus this morning to replenish and to reinvigorate your well so that again it can spring forth with fresh spiritual water. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you desire for each and every one of us to drink from the well of life. And thank you that just like for the Samaritan woman who came to draw water and she left knowing that her sins could be forgiven by embracing the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that for anyone here this morning who has not yet come to that place, that Lord, that you, just like the Samaritan woman, would draw them into your presence, that you would engage in conversation, and that you would offer them the life-changing gift of salvation. But also finally for the church, although we have drunk from that well, there are times when we can lose focus. There are times when we can become frustrated with the ebbs and flows of life. But allow us again this morning to come and drink from your well, for you desire to fill us up until we overflow. So Father, I pray now that as we prepare to leave this place, but never from your presence, that we would seek to draw from your well of life as you desire to fill us up, as you desire to engage with each and every one of us, that we may know your presence and know your peace. We love you and we bless you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Kuda is coming back with the worship team as we prepare to draw this service to a close. Now, just a notice for next week. Lord's willing, next week you'll see in your sermon notes that we have one more sermon in this Tough Questions That Jesus Asked series, but it's going to be changed for next week because of the children and young people who will be leading the service. So I'm still going to be speaking, but it's going to be from a different theme, and I have no idea what the theme is yet. They haven't told me what it is yet, but it will be a different theme for next week, so please bear that in mind.
Thank God for that lovely word. I pray that it touched your heart. We're going to sing one more song together, and it's Let Your Living Water flow over my soul. As we sing it, just let the words minister to you. Please stand if you're able to as we sing together.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Burdens onto the Lord, let us determine not to pick them up again. Let us leave them in the hands of Him who can do better than what we can do at solving our problems. And as we close, I just want to leave these words from Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26. It says, "The Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace." Amen. God bless you. Please remember to come and join us for teas and coffees after the service. It's through that door. Don't go out through that door. God bless you. Any other song you want to do? Or shall we go back to this one? Yeah, Faithful One? Yeah, okay. Faithful One.
That is what's